Praise the Lord. God has been good. Praise God. Amen. Sister Christy and Sister Rachel have a song if they would come.
Just appreciate the two songs we just heard. You know, you think you come into the presence of the Lord and feel like a failure, but His grace is always there. And then you can look through in your life. And the Lord was reminding me today, my sister Joy and I, we went to a little Christian school. Brother Perry Green opened up, and it went to eighth grade. And our principal was Brother Nathaniel Johnson. Some of you may remember him and his wife, Sister Margaret. But we got really sad news the other day that their son Philip took his life. And the sister found him. The sister's not serving the Lord. And the Lord was just taking me back in my life to when my sister and I, there were 18 of us that graduated. And out of all those 18 children, my sister and I are the only ones that are still serving the Lord. And the Lord just spoke to me and, you know, was just telling me that there's something inside me to serve the Lord. And it's all Him, but we've had to wrestle it out. Brother Larry, Sister Trina, some of us were in meetings where we'd stay all night, 2 a.m. We wrestled it out, and we wanted something from the Lord. We were desperate, and He's been the best friend I've ever had. And He's kept me, and I went through major surgery. And the doctor told me when he saw me, he said, you know, I want to tell you they made a mistake with the anesthesia and they overfilled you. And he said, we couldn't see any of your organs. He said, we had to stick a tube immediately in you. He said, you may have some problems with indigestion and things like that. But he said, you know, I'm so happy that we caught it and were able to fix it. And there's things that God does that we don't even know about. And He's so wonderful. And He'll be there for you through thick and thin. So this song is I Was Born to Serve the Lord. God bless you.
From the dust of the earth, God created man. His breath made man a living soul. Then God so loved the world that He gave.